これからリスニングテストを始めます。このテストはパート1からパート4まであります。今から回答の方法について説明しますが、指示があるまで中を見ないでください。次のページを開いてください。まず、パート1について説明します。はじめに短い英文が3回読まれます。皆さんはこの英文の内容と一致していると思われるものを5つの選択肢の中から1つだけ選び、回答用紙のその記号に丸をつけてください。回答時間は1問につき15秒です。メモを取っても構いません。パート1の問題は全部で5問です。回答は直接回答欄に記入してください。答えを転記する時間はありません。それでは今から例題を流します。下にある例題を見てください。
Example:
The best way to learn about American culture is to travel there. The best way to learn about American culture is to travel there. The best way to learn about American culture is to travel there.
みなさんは読まれる英文の内容に一致する選択肢を一つだけ選びます。この場合は E が正解です。それではパート1の問題を始めますので、次のページを開いてください。それでは始めます。
Question 1.
I don't have much free time, so I only watch television for the news. I don't have much free time, so I only watch television for the news. I don't have much free time, so I only watch television for the news.
Question 2.
That was Jane on the phone. She said she wants to meet me at the library at 3 o'clock tomorrow. That was Jane on the phone. She said she wants to meet me at the library at 3 o'clock tomorrow.That was Jane on the phone. She said she wants to meet me at the library at 3 o'clock tomorrow.
Question 3.
This is the final call for passengers on flight QA733 for Melbourne. Please report immediately to gate 10.This is the final call for passengers on flight QA733 for Melbourne. Please report immediately to gate 10. This is the final call for passengers on flight QA733 for Melbourne. Please report immediately to gate 10.
Question 4.
The hospital is right next to the library, down the main street, 2 blocks north from the station. The hospital is right next to the library, down the main street, 2 blocks north from the station. The hospital is right next to the library, down the main street, 2 blocks north from the station.
Question 5.
My sister's new dog is very big. He takes up a whole sofa to himself. My sister's new dog is very big. He takes up a whole sofa to himself. My sister's new dog is very big. He takes up a whole sofa to himself.
パート2は2人の会話を聞いて質問に答える問題です。対話と質問が3回読まれます。皆さんはこの質問の答えとして最も適当であると思われるものを5つの選択肢の中から1つだけ選び、回答用紙のその記号に丸をつけてください。回答時間は1問につき15秒です。メモを取っても構いません。パート2の質問は全部で5問です。回答は直接回答欄に記入してください。答えを転記する時間はありません。それでは今から例題を流しますので、下にある例題を見てください。
Example.
Where shall we go this winter?
New Zealand is nice this time of year.
What is the topic of this conversation?Where shall we go this winter?
New Zealand is nice this time of year.
What is the topic of this conversation? Where shall we go this winter?
New Zealand is nice this time of year.
What is the topic of this conversation?
皆さんは質問の答えとして適当だと思われるものを一つだけ選びます。この場合は B が正解です。それではパート2の問題を始めますので、次のページを開いてください。それでは始めます。
Question 1.
Excuse me, I'd like to check in.I have a reservation for Peter's.
Sure. Here's your room key. It's number 304.
Question. Where is this conversation most likely taking place? Excuse me. I'd like to check in. I have a reservation for Peter's.
Sure. Here's your room key.It's number 304.
Question. Where is this conversation most likely taking place? Excuse me. I'd like to check in. I have a reservation for Peter's.
Sure. Here's your room key. It's number 304.
Question.Where is this conversation most likely taking place?
Question 2.
Want to go out to eat tonight?
Sure. Do you have a particular restaurant in mind?
Question. What does the second speaker want to know? Want to go out to eat tonight?
Sure. Do you have a particular restaurant in mind?
Question. What does the second speaker want to know? Want to go out to eat tonight?
Sure. Do you have a particular restaurant in mind?
Question. What does the second speaker want to know?
Question 3.
Does this bus go to Foxton?
No, but the next one does.
Question. Where is this conversation most likely taking place? Does this bus go to Foxton?
No, but the next one does.
Question. Where is this conversation most likely taking place? Does this bus go to Foxton?
No, but the next one does.
Question. Where is this conversation most likely taking place?
Question 4.
How were your holidays?
Same as usual. I didn't go anywhere special. I was just relaxing at home.
Question. What kind of vacation did the second speaker have? How were your holidays?
Same as usual. I didn't go anywhere special. I was just relaxing at home.
Question. What kind of vacation did the second speaker have? How were your holidays?
Same as usual. I didn't go anywhere special. I was just relaxing at home.
Question. What kind of vacation did the second speaker have?
Question 5.
Do you have this shirt in blue?
Sorry, we only have that style in grey or white.
Question. What does the first speaker want to do? Do you have this shirt in blue?
Sorry, we only have that style in grey or white.
Question. What does the first speaker want to do? Do you have this shirt in blue?
Sorry, we only have that style in grey or white.
Question. What does the first speaker want to do?
パート3は質問に対する答えを選択する問題です。英文が3回読まれます。皆さんはこの質問の答えとして最も適当であると思われるものを5つの選択肢の中から1つだけ選び、回答用紙のその記号に丸をつけてください。回答時間は1問につき15秒です。 メモを取っても構いません。Part 3の質問は全部で5問です。回答は直接回答欄に記入してください。答えを転記する時間はありません。それでは今から例題を流しますので、下にある例題を見てください。
How are you? How are you? How are you?
みなさんは質問の答えとして適当だと思われるものを一つだけ選びます。この場合は B が正解です。それでは Part 3の問題を始めますので、次のページを開いてください。それでは始めます。
Question 1
Do you have any plans for your summer vacation? Do you have any plans for your summer vacation? Do you have any plans for your summer vacation?
Question 2.
Where did you buy those shoes? Where did you buy those shoes? Where did you buy those shoes?
Question 3.
So, how do you know Karen? So, how do you know Karen? So, how do you know Karen?
Question 4.
What does your brother look like? What does your brother look like? What does your brother look like?
Question 5.
Can you tell me what time our meeting will start? Can you tell me what time our meeting will start? Can you tell me what time our meeting will start?
パート4は物語を聞いて正しい答えを選ぶ問題です。物語は3回読まれます。物語の内容と一致するものを5つの選択肢の中から1つだけ選び、回答用紙のその記号に丸をつけてください。 回答時間は1問につき15秒です。メモを取っても構いません。パート4の問題は全部で5問です。回答は直接回答欄に記入してください。答えを転記する時間はありません。なお、パート4には例題はありません。それでは、パート4の問題を始めます。
It often seems today that money is the most important thing in life. But sometimes being poor can turn out to be an advantage in the long run, as shown by the story of the Belgian city of Bruges. Bruges didn't start off poor. In the 11th century, it was one of the most important ports and one of the richest cities in Europe.Well known for arts, banking, and the production and export of wool and lace cloth. But by 1548, mud and sand had blocked the port, so it stopped being used as a trading centre. Then there were several wars, in which Bruges was, in turn,invaded by a series of other countries, including Spain, then Austria, then France, and then the Netherlands. By the 19th century, Bruges had no money left for new buildings, while other cities like Antwerp took advantage of the Industrial Revolution, Bruges was left behind because it could not afford to build factories.Surprisingly, being poor ended up saving the town. Having no new buildings meant that the old buildings had to be preserved. Having no industry meant that there was little pollution. It also meant that Bruges was not important enough to attack in either World War I or World War II, so it escaped being bombed.While more successful cities with ports and factories were destroyed. Today, Bruges is a popular tourist destination. Visitors can enjoy a guided walk through the city, or take boat tours along its canals, and buy paintings, lace, or chocolates as souvenirs. It is famous for its beautiful 15th century buildings,for its historic churches, and for its art museums and collections. Its former poverty has helped keep its artistic and cultural riches safe for future generations. It often seems today that money is the most important thing in life. But sometimes being poor can turn out to be an advantage in the long run, as shown by the story of the Belgian city of Bruges. Bruges didn't start off poor. In the 11th century, it was one of the most important ports and one of the richest cities in Europe.Well known for arts, banking, and the production and export of wool and lace cloth. But by 1548, mud and sand had blocked the port, so it stopped being used as a trading centre. Then there were several wars, in which Bruges was, in turn,invaded by a series of other countries, including Spain, then Austria, then France, and then the Netherlands. By the 19th century, Bruges had no money left for new buildings, while other cities like Antwerp took advantage of the Industrial Revolution, Bruges was left behind because it could not afford to build factories.Surprisingly, being poor ended up saving the town. Having no new buildings meant that the old buildings had to be preserved. Having no industry meant that there was little pollution. It also meant that Bruges was not important enough to attack in either World War I or World War II, so it escaped being bombed, while more successful cities with ports and factories were destroyed. Today, Bruges is a popular tourist destination. Visitors can enjoy a guided walk through the city, or take boat tours along its canals, and buy paintings, lace, or chocolates as souvenirs. It is famous for its beautiful 15th century buildings, for its historic churches, and for its art museums and collections. Its former poverty has helped keep its artistic and cultural riches safe for future generations. It often seems today that money is the most important thing in life. But sometimes being poor can turn out to be an advantage in the long run, as shown by the story of the Belgian city of Bruges. Bruges didn't start off poor. In the 11th century, it was one of the most important ports and one of the richest cities in Europe, well known for arts, banking, and the production and export of wool and lace cloth. But by 1548, mud and sand had blocked the port, so it stopped being used as a trading centre. Then there were several wars, in which Bruges was, in turn, invaded by a series of other countries, including Spain, then Austria, then France, and then the Netherlands. By the 19th century, Bruges had no money left for new buildings, while other cities like Antwerp took advantage of the Industrial Revolution. Bruges was left behind because it could not afford to build factories. Surprisingly, being poor ended up saving the town. Having no new buildings meant that the old buildings had to be preserved. Having no industry meant that there was little pollution. It also meant that Bruges was not important enough to attack in either World War I or World War II, so it escaped being bombed, while more successful cities with ports and factories were destroyed. Today, Bruges is a popular tourist destination. Visitors can enjoy a guided walk through the city, or take boat tours along its canals, and buy paintings, lace, or chocolates as souvenirs. It is famous for its beautiful 15th century buildings, for its historic churches, and for its art museums and collections. Its former poverty has helped keep its artistic and cultural riches safe for future generations.
それでは筆記用具を置いてください。これでリスニングの試験は終わります。